Welcome to New Leadership Summit, brought today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing, the incredible Miss Galit Ventura-Rosen. Galit, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you for having me again. You know how much I love your organization and all the amazing people that are a part of it, so I appreciate you. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about being a leader in your business. When we talk about new business and new leaders, and I think it's really important to recognize that a lot of times what happens is somebody decides they want to start their own business, and a lot of times it starts out as a solopreneur. A solopreneur, in a sense, that's somebody that decided, I'm going to start my own business and it's going to be me, myself, and I. And one of the things I really love to push with my clients is, okay, we really need to step out of this idea for a minute and step back and think, wait, this is a business. And a business isn't just about what you can do, what your strengths are. You want to really build and build into becoming a leader in your business. So that's really what I'm going to be talking about today, is I'm going to be sharing a few tips on stepping up into your full potential as the leader in your business. And one of the first things that I can mention is this. You want to know what your strengths are, and you want to know what your weaknesses are. And sometimes it's funny when I ask somebody that, what do you mean weaknesses? Well, we all have them. I know for me, a lot of times when it comes to things that have to do with little itsy tiny details, for example, let's say I'm putting on some kind of event. Well, I don't want to deal with the RSVPs and all of the little details that people want to know about. So I will know that that's my weakness, and I will make sure that I assign that to somebody. And really being a leader in your business is recognizing what your strengths are and delegating out your weaknesses. It's so important too. A lot of times what happens with a solopreneur, with a leader, is they want to think to themselves, well, who can do it as good as I can? What I want you to think about when you start questioning that and try to do everything yourself is I want you to think about the idea of what is the value of your hour? How much do you get paid an hour from your clients or from the products that you sell or for speaking, whatever it might be? Now think about this. So for example, let's say you're making $150 an hour. We'll just use that as an example. Well, it costs you $30 to have an assistant do that job for you, $30 an hour. So you're spending $150 to do that task that she can do in 30. So if you want to think of it in a logical perspective, you just made $120 because you are focusing on what your strengths are. It might be working with your clients. It might be creating. It might be writing, whatever it is. So make sure that first and foremost, you learn to delegate. There's always somebody out there that knows how to do what you know how to do. The difference is that we in ourselves are unique in the way that we lead. At the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're building up a team so you can be the leader in your business. And a leader delegates. A leader surrounds themselves with a team that is powerful. And there's enough people out there that you can go ahead and do that. The next thing that a leader needs to know in their business is that you must invest in your business. Of course, we spoke about one investment, which is assistance. And today, you don't really need to have a full-time assistant. There's so many amazing, what we call virtual assistants out there. I myself have three, one for technology, one for administrative, and one for speaking. Well, they're not full-time employees. Today, they're independent contractors. I use them in my business as I need, and they charge me hourly. So you want to think about how can you financially invest in your business to make it more efficient, utilize your skills and talent the best way that it can, and is there education? Is there a specific products or technology? Today we have this world at our fingertips. We have this opportunity to work with people all over the world if that's what your business is. If your business is local, that's great too. But you still have all these technology tools to make your life more efficient, your business more efficient, and make you be more of a business that is leading by example. If it's customer service, if it's follow-up, at the end of the day, all of that turns into profit. So I want you to really think about how you can delegate more in your business and where you can invest to maybe take your business to the next level, make it more efficient. And at the end of the day, you're going to be making more money and income. And I don't know about you, but I'm in business doing what I love. Yay, great, wonderful. But I'm also in business to make money. I've run my own businesses for 25 years. And to be successful, you've got to look at it from the outside in and recognize as one person, you can only accomplish so much. The third tip that I want to give today is time management. Time management is a big one with my clients because as a performance expert working with businesses, all kinds of businesses all over the world, I have learned that in today's society, in today's technology, it is accustomed to think that if somebody reaches out in a snap of the fingers, you need to reach back out to them. If it's a text, if it's an email, if it's someone showing up, if you have an office, whatever it might be, I want you to step back and think to yourself, are you really managing your time most wisely? And is it profiting you? And that goes back to how much do you make an hour? What is the value of your time? My book, The Successful Woman's Mindset, talks about knowing your worth and knowing your value. Because if you don't know what you're worth, first of all, how can you charge other people? And then second of all, how can you know how to manage your time? For example, one of the things that you can do is every Sunday, I love doing this on Sundays, every Sunday evening or afternoon, I will sit down because my head is full and I'm starting to think about all the things that I need to accomplish for the week. So of course, I want to just kind of do a mind dump. I write it all down. And I prioritize, but I make sure that every to-do item that I write down is directly related to a goal that I'm trying to accomplish. So let's take an example of speaking for corporate, for corporations. If that's one of my goals, is every task on this list working towards that goal? If not, I'm going to put it at the bottom. Let's say another goal is you want to get 3 new clients next month. Are those tasks on your to-do list associated with getting new clients? It might be marketing. It might be face-to-face networking. It might be summits, whatever it might be. So make sure you write your to-do list. Then you want to prioritize it underneath the goals you're trying to accomplish. So take the group of to-dos associated with each goal for that week. And I work in weeks. Some people work in months and years, but for me, I have so much going on at once all the time that I'm trying to make sure I'm focusing on what I have to accomplish this week. Now, once you set that up, the next thing that you want to do is you want to look at your week and plug in these tasks as appointments with yourself. I always say, when you have an appointment with a client, you take it quite seriously and you make sure you don't miss it in case, unless you're sick or can't speak. So why wouldn't you plug in your tasks, your to-do list items into specific times during your week? So you might think, on Monday, I want to spend from 2 to 4 working on this task that's going to get me 3 new clients. And the reason you want to do this is because we have this ability to kind of go squirrel. We distract ourselves and we get distracted from that immediate text, email, because we have this feeling and this thought or the phone call that we need to get back to people right away. And we don't. That's what we get them used to. So being a leader in your business is knowing not just what your time is worth and the value of your time, but also knowing how to manage your time. If you don't manage your time wisely, what happens by the end of the week is you've put out 6 fires and you've handled 30 emails and 6 texts and 5 phone calls, but you have not accomplished any of the goals that are going to lead to the result of accomplishing your goal, which leads to income. And many of us, that is one of our goals. how am I going to be making income? When you have your own business, you're working for yourself. There isn't a check coming in the mail every week for you automatically without doing something, in a sense. Now, of course, when you're an employee, you're working for your money. But as an entrepreneur, you want to think to yourself. Now, these tips can also be used for anyone that's listening that works for someone, because you have a task list that you need to get done every week, and you can still delegate. You can invest in yourself to be educated and learn and have the tools you need to make your life easier at your job, as well as if you're looking to apply for a promotion or want to go to the next level in your company. And time management is a must across the board, because when you don't have time management, what happens next is you're wasting so much time that you're not accomplishing what you've set out to. Sometimes my clients won't do it on Sunday night. They'll do it the night before the next day. That's fine too. You can always add to it. But what happens now is at the end of the day, you feel accomplished because you can almost mark off the items you've completed. I use a task management service. It's called Asana. There's plenty out there. You can take a look. Asana's A-S-A-N-A. And I put my tasks underneath projects. And then when I mark them off, it's wonderful because I feel like I've succeeded at something. And I just check mark it. And it's really fun because every once in a while, a congratulations will fly across the screen, or a little bird will fly with a sign, and it just makes you feel like you've accomplished something. The next tip that I want to give to be the leader in your business is you must always be thinking a step ahead. Always. As a business owner and to be a leader in your business, you're always thinking about the next big thing. Now, the most important thing to recognize is you don't want that to be a distraction from your goals and what you're trying to accomplish. But it's a must to take the time to work on your business. And I'm going to say that again, to work on your business, where you step back and you look at what you want to do next. I've always got a list. One of the things I do, because I'm so visual, is I purchased this great whiteboard wallpaper from Amazon. I think if you just look up whiteboard paper, I literally covered an entire wall in my office with this paper that you can use dry erase markers on. And because I'm so visual, I want it in front of me. And it's broken up into projects. But I've always got my looking ahead project. Well, what's next? But make sure that you're not spending so much time focused on the next project that you're not completing the project that's in your hands right now. So I would suggest months, 1 month, 6 months, 12 months, 2 year, 5 year. I like to look at things that way. If you ask me right now where I want to be in 5 years, I can tell you exactly. I know exactly where I want to be, what I want to accomplish. I want you to think about how far ahead you can look without too much overwhelm, but still allows you to be focused. It's really important to think about that. Some people are good at 12-month periods. Some people are good at 1 month. Some people are good at 5 years. Find what works for you. Now, if you feel uncomfortable, don't give up, because that uncomfortableness is probably related to the fact that you kind of get a little shortness of breath and you're a little nervous about what you would like to accomplish. But if you don't have a vision of what you want to be, what I call the next step or stepping ahead, how can you know that the goals you're trying to accomplish now are really going to logically make sense for your business? You've got to kind of know where you're going and where you'd like to get to go. So today you can sit back and think to yourself, okay, wait. Right now in this minute, I'm doing this because I know that this is going to lead to this, to this. One of the things I love to do is I like to draw out this almost graph, and I put the timetables on it, because being a leader in your business means you're always leading the next thing. You're always leading to what you want to accomplish next. And that vision is really important to share with your team. Remember, even if you're a solopreneur, have a team. Even if they're not all sitting in your office, it's okay. But you have a team that you're delegating to, and it's important for them to have their see your vision. I have a meeting every week with my assistants. It's 30 minutes to an hour. Aside from being a working meeting, it's really important for me to share my vision of why I'm having them work on these projects, or why, or not why, what I'm going to be doing next. So, for example, I might say, well, I'm writing this book, and this is what it's called. And next, it's going to be, the book is going to have a workbook, and then the workbook is going to break into an intensive. The intensive is going to break into webinars. And I like tell them the entire vision, so that way they know why they're working on what they're working on. And it really helps when you have a vision for your team. One of the things I talk about in some of my keynotes is the five characteristics of being a leader. And I want to quickly share those with you. But before I do that, I want to just share with you, just kind of review. To be a leader in your business, you want to know how to invest in yourself and in your business, know how to delegate and build a powerful team. You must be in charge of your time management by prioritizing and not allowing distractions. And you also want to always be a step ahead. So one of the things that I talk about is the characteristics of being a leader. And it's so important to know that when you're leading in your own business, you want to make sure that you have some of these characteristics that you are embodying and also sharing with those that you want to, be able to see your vision. It's really, really important. And a little bit of it I've already covered, but I want to just quickly mention them to you because I think it's so important. The first thing is you want to lead by example. It's very important to lead by example. And I always use the example or the story that I went through, where when the recession hit in 2007 and 2008, my employees and my business, they were looking at me. Oh gosh, is she going to lose it? Because she's about to lose five contracts. What is she going to do? How is she going to react? And it was very interesting for me because I had to step back and really take a moment to work on my business. And when I came back to the team, I said to them, okay, this is the plan. But what they saw, even though inside I was probably freaking out at a level that was tremendous, they saw calm. They saw someone that knew what we needed to do next, and they were ready to jump on board. So you always want to lead by example. The second thing, which I've already mentioned a few times, is a characteristic of leaders. You must have a clear vision. I want you to be as detailed as you can. One of the activities that I share in my book, The Successful Woman's Mindset, is I share that you want to close your eyes for a few minutes and you want to envision that goal that you want to accomplish. Because to be a leader in your business is to know. Now, don't worry about knowing all the pieces on how to get there right now. And don't worry about knowing the how. You can figure that out. You can hire someone to show you. You can collaborate with someone. What's more important is that you close your eyes for a few minutes and see yourself there clearly. What you're wearing, who you're speaking to about it, your energy, whatever it might be. And yes, if you know how to get there in that moment, write that down as well. The third characteristic is you must enhance your team member strengths. I spoke a lot about your strengths and delegating out your weaknesses, but you also want to come from the other side. If you're working with somebody and the thing that you need from them is their weakness, next. Now, don't get rid of that person. Just learn from them. Well, what are you good at? And then, if it works in your business, continue to work with them, but have them work on the things that they have strengths in. So a graphics artist might not be good at writing. Please don't ask them to write. A copywriter might not be good at graphics. Of course, I'm talking in general because when you have someone that's in your team or an assistant or a team member, they may be trying to do multiple things at once. So enhance your team member strengths. The fourth thing is passion. As a leader in your business, you must have passion. If you don't have passion for what you do, if you don't love what you do, people can tell. The clients that you're trying to get to hire you, the corporations you're speaking to, the product you're trying to sell, the job that you might have, it doesn't matter. But you must have passion for what you do. If you don't have passion, I suggest that you step back for a few minutes and take a little time to ask yourself, what is it in your business or your job that you love to do the most? And then spend time doing that. I had a client recently that hired me to show her how to book speaking gigs, paid speaking gigs, and become a paid professional speaker. And she was doing success coaching. Well, I started feeling that she was losing passion for it. It ended up that she had more of a passion to work with the youth. So we stepped back, really understood what she loved to do, and now she's putting on workshops and seminars for the youth to empower them. It doesn't mean you're so far off from what you're doing right now, and you may be on the complete other spectrum, but give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to know what you love. More than likely, you do. And sometimes what happens is we do something for so long, we lose passion for it too. That's okay as well. It doesn't mean you have to stop doing it. Go ahead and continue doing it if that's what you need to do for income, but start building something that you love on the side. And the last thing that a leader in their business should have is courage. There are times where you're going to have to make decisions that aren't going to feel the best, that aren't going to be the easiest. And you must have courage to make those decisions, because growth really happens in the uncomfortable, and you must be courageous in the uncomfortable. One of the chapters in my book is called She Gets Comfortable with the Unknown. The unknown is where the magic happens. And so what I want to leave you with before I go is this. Being a leader in your business is so important to the success of your business. It is so important to the happiness of yourself, so you don't feel like work is work. And my goal is that anybody listening and anybody I ever work with loves what they do so much that they have to set boundaries for themselves. I know I do. I have to make myself get off the computer because I love what I do so much. Ask yourself if you love what you do enough to have to require boundaries, instead of so many people in this world that are choosing to do things they don't love and are waiting for that time to hit when they get to leave their job or stop working. So being a leader in your business really is sometimes looking at yourself in ways that aren't the easiest, and dissecting why things are going the way they are or aren't, because sometimes they don't go the way you would like them to, because there's something that you need to look at and either change or work through. So thank you for listening to me about the topic of being a leader in your business.